This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. Fairbanks isn't a windy place by any means, but the broader region, especially to the south, can be subject to very high winds, including what's known as the Tanana Valley Jet. Explain that for us, Rick.
It's most common in the wintertime when high pressure builds over eastern, southeastern interior Alaska and the Yukon, with lower pressure as you go from, say, the Yukon-Alaska border west to past Fairbanks and into the western interior. The atmosphere wants to equalize the air pressure, so to speak. And so what happens is air wants to flow from high pressure to low pressure, but it has to work with the obstacles in a way. Near the ground, those obstacles are primarily terrain. So what happens is the air gets squeezed down the Tanana Valley, with the strongest restriction at Cathedral Rapids between Delta and Tokë, and that acts as a fire hose that squirts that cold air over the upper Tanana Valley, and Delta Junction happens to be right in that fire hose.
But the effect continues beyond Delta, right?
Of course, the wind does not stop Delta Junction, continues northwestward across the Tanana Flats, and sometimes makes it all the way to Nenana and Clear on the Parks Highway. Now, you might ask, well, how come we never get that in Fairbanks? And the reason is basically that the cold air flowing west down the Tanana River gets deflected by the hills between Eielson and Delta and is kept south of the Fairbanks Bowl.
I want to ask you about the wind's effect on temperature, but that's going to have to wait until next week. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.